Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, thanks for choosing us. You have heard a lot about healthcare and the cost, rising cost of healthcare. It's put people in a precarious situation. Even before the government shutdown, the enrollment period is open, a lot of people making decisions. But today and tomorrow is an unbelievable opportunity called Mission of Mercy here in Pittsburgh. And Keith Young is one of the most passionate people about giving these services to the people who really need the most. Keith, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. I hope you're good this morning.
I'm good, ready to go. You guys, over the years, have done amazing work. So today and tomorrow, that's the opportunity for people who've been waiting for this and the great work you do annually. So tee it up for us.
Yeah, it is. It's tomorrow and Saturday. Today is our setup day. So we're down there at the convention center right now setting up. But Friday and Saturday, we will be providing free dental, hearing, and eye care to the underserved of our community, which includes a variety of different dental procedures, free hearing aids, free glasses.
And the numbers are pretty staggering. Last year, I know 9,374 dental procedures were performed alone. And again, it's not only dentists, you have eye exams and hearing testing too.
We do. So we've got a variety of really high quality clinicians, dentists, ophthalmologists, optometrists, audiologists that are here to help treat the patients. And as you mentioned, last year we treated 1,676 patients in 2 days. As you mentioned, there was over 9,000 folks that received dental care. And then we also had 586 people that received hearing aids, and 552 people received free glasses. So there are a large number of folks that really received this, actually, to me, very vital health care that they need.
And you call it the soul of a city, and it really is an exclamation point to the generosity of, let's start with the volunteers. You have nearly 2,000 volunteers, right?
We do, and that's a lot of folks that have come together and said, hey, I know that there is a real need, and we really want to help these folks that are in need. But it's interesting, Larry, this is a very tangible volunteer experience, and I think that's why people like to do it. They get to come here and they get to see firsthand the fruits of their labor. They see the person walking out with gauze in their mouth that had 6-10 teeth pulled, and the smile that's on their face because they're out of pain for the first time in months. The person that has the hearing aids that hasn't heard for a long time and they can hear now. Kids that have glasses that can see the board now. So I think those are the kind of things that these people really, they just love to do this event. We have many repeat volunteers, but we couldn't do this without the volunteers and especially the dentists and the other clinicians that we have.
That said, how does an individual take advantage of this unique opportunity?
Yeah, they just need to show up. So again, Friday morning, doors open at 6 a.m., and then we'll have our first procedure at 7 o'clock. And then on Saturday, the same thing, 6 and 7, that people come. There's no eligibility requirements. All you need to do is show up and you'll be treated. With one exception, we do a medical triage for people going through dental. If they can't physically withstand the dental procedure, then we will deal with that in a different way. And we have other providers to help with that. But everybody else will be treated. And just so they're aware, I mean, there are lines. It does take some time. Last year, the first person that was in line was at 11 o'clock the night before. So People, there's a real need for this, and people see though the value of this and knowing that they need this to help help their overall health.
And again, the David Lawrence Convention Center tomorrow and Saturday. And if you want to get more information, it's easy, mompgh.org. Keith, I appreciate the work that you and everybody involved in this do. It's really special.
Well, thank you. And it is. And I do appreciate you saying, because we do think this is the soul of the city. And it's showing the compassion, the love of this city. And I think that's beautiful. And we really do appreciate everything that you have done for us. Larry's been our spokesperson since the beginning, which we really appreciate. And getting the message out like this, Larry, this is how we get to the patients. So this is very helpful and really, truly appreciate it.
All right. Good luck, partner. And God bless you for your work. And as a board member and past chair, I know it means the world to you.
Yep. Thank you very much. And God bless you guys. Thanks a lot, guys. Take care.
Keith Young, Mission of Mercy, Soul of the City, tomorrow and Saturday. And Aaron, when you realize that, you know, we take maybe going to see a dentist for granted, or having your hearing checked, or an eye exam, for many people, this is an opportunity that they wouldn't otherwise have.
Especially, I have had a root canal, and I've had my wisdom teeth removed, and the pain associated with anything with your teeth is so extreme. I can't imagine experiencing that and not having the means. So it's an amazing thing what they're doing.
And the people that volunteer, nearly 2,000 people, the dentist and everybody, the staffing, ophthalmologists, you know.
Well-oiled machine.
Hearing specialists. They're just doing this. There's no financial benefit to anybody. It's just doing it because they want to help people in our community. Mm-hmm. So I salute the Mission of Mercy, MOMPGH.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.